You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A warm welcome along to the European Football Podcast here with William Hill. Good to have you with us ahead of a big weekend of footballing action on the continent. We have El Clasico, the first El Clasico of the season. Barcelona taking on Real Madrid at the Camp Nou. We're going to talk La Liga football as well. Granada versus Sevilla and Valencia versus Malaga. And we'll take a trip into Ligue 1 for the match between Nice and Toulouse, which is on Sunday night. Dave Kellner here, filling in for Alex Dunn, who has decided to take the biggest week of the season off so far anyway. And Sam Norris is alongside me to preview these matches as well. First of all, good afternoon to you, Mr. Norris.
Good afternoon to you, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to El Clasico. I do always enjoy these battles between Barcelona and Real Madrid, and there's quite a lot at stake as far as this one is concerned as well. So we'll get stuck into that in due course, but should be a good weekend of action.
Yeah, absolutely. El Clasico in particular. I've got, for the first time in quite a while, a strong opinion on the outright betting here, which doesn't always happen with El Clasico, but I do quite fancy Real Madrid this weekend. And this is, it's early on in the season, but it's almost looking like if Barcelona lose this game, they'll be 9 points behind in the title race. And that is already beginning to look a little bit unassailable. It seems bizarre to say that 15 games into the season, but if Real Madrid win, can we see them dropping 9 points for the rest of the season, allowing Barca to get themselves back on terms? It's a massive, massive game for the home side.
It is. Keep your powder dry. We'll do these in chronological order because the midday game on Saturday is Granada versus Sevilla. And Granada 16-5 to win the match here with William Hill. The draw 11-4 with Sevilla. In the betting at 4-5, Granada are bottom of La Liga. They've picked up just 5 points from their opening 13 games. And the last time Granada won was last season. It was a long time ago. The last time they won in La Liga, back in May.
Against Sevilla, interestingly.
Yeah, it was. 1-4-1 on that occasion. But they've been poor this season. And Sevilla, their record has been slightly patchy. They are third in La Liga, though. They are tied on points with Barcelona, 27 points apiece. That pair, I say it's slightly patchy, mainly in Europe. They lost to Juventus last time out in the Champions League, being beaten 3-1. Either side of that, they've won matches in La Liga. So, yeah, they're going well in the league.
Yeah, they've got a fairly tough group in the Champions League, to be fair. But looking back in the league, they're doing quite well and currently placed third, as you said. We'll start with the defeat for Sevilla last season against Granada. It is worth pointing out that that defeat came just 8 days before the Europa League final. So Sevilla did have a lot of players out. A lot of players were being rested. They were seventh in the league table at that point, so La Liga over. All the focus was on winning that Europa League final, which, of course, they did, and qualifying for the Champions League. So despite the fact that Granada's last winning competitive action came against Sevilla, you can take that with a pinch of salt. There were a lot of Sevilla players rested ahead of that Europa League final. I think they're a big prize here, Sevilla. I'm amazed that they're 4-5, third in the table, and with El Clasico to follow later on in the day, they could well spy an opportunity here, because there's every chance that could be a draw. If Barcelona and Real Madrid were going up against some of the lesser lights in the league, then Sevilla might think, well, we need 3 points to keep pace here. But if that's a draw between first and second, they could gain a little bit of ground. And they're only second on goal difference, to be fair.
Yep.
6 points behind Real Madrid. So a big opportunity knocks here for Sevilla. And you couldn't ask for a much better matchup than the bottom side in La Liga. They're the only team this season who haven't won a game. Their 5 points have come via five draws this season. They're the biggest conceders in the league. They've shipped 29 goals already. It just doesn't make any sense to me that Sevilla are as big as 4-5. After 13 games of the season, in almost any league, any circumstance, you have to question why third in the table are 4-5 against bottom in the table. When we're 13 games in, the table's taken a bit of shape. I just can't understand or fathom why they're as big as 4-5, and I very, very strong on Sevilla here.
if you're looking at some other bets, perhaps Sevilla minus one on the handicap market is available at 2-1. So you're with Sevilla to win the game as maybe the standout bet here at 4-5. What else do you like?
Yeah, I think so. There was a couple of other bets in here for me. One of them was a goal in the 1st to 15th minute. So if you scroll down to goal times, to 21-10 play here, Granada, as I said, have shipped a league-high 29 goals in La Liga. And Sevilla's last two matches have actually featured a goal in the opening 4 minutes, never mind the opening 15. There's been a goal in minute 1 and minute 4 in their last two matches. So 21-10 that they get an early goal might be worth a look here. They're... Typically, in years gone by, everything Sevilla have done well has been built on rock-solid home form, and they haven't really travelled as well as you'd like. But that's not actually been the case this season, and it's almost as if they're priced up like the side they were last year at 4-5. You actually look at their last five away games, they're unbeaten, winning three and drawing one. So they're not bad away from home. I like them to get an early goal here. It could well go the way of Granada. As I said, Sevilla did actually concede in the fourth minute quite recently, but a goal in... the first of the 15th minute. It's only a 15-minute market, so you know where you stand pretty early on in the game. At 21-10, that could offer a little bit of value, and if that bet goes down, I think you'll be getting your stake back if you back the 4-5 about Sevilla outright.
4-5 Sevilla, the pick there. Then on to El Clasico, which is 3:15 on Saturday afternoon. Barcelona 17-20 odds on to win this match. The draw 3-1. Real Madrid in the market at 11-4. You said at the top of the podcast you fancied Real Madrid, and I think there would be many punters out there thinking similarly, in all honesty, because Real Madrid are already 6 points clear at the top of La Liga, and I think they've worked out how to play in recent times at the Camp Nou as well, because they won there back in April by 2-1. And I think we're seeing the work rate increase under the tutelage of Zinedine Zidane, and that's something that has plagued Barcelona in the opening few months of the season, because that front three, they are incredible, but they don't defend, and Sergio Busquets has been left isolated, and that's something that Gerard Pique has talked about in the lead up to this match, that the attitude has to change and they've got to work better as a team if they are to succeed. Of course, Gareth Bale is an absentee, which will affect Real Madrid. But intriguingly, of the 51 matches that Gareth Bale's not played since moving to Real Madrid, they've only lost two Madrid, which is an interesting statistic. And they've got players that step forward in the absence of either Bale or when Cristiano Ronaldo's not scoring. At the moment, he is scoring, though, Sam.
Yeah, it was a bit of a slow start to the season by his exceptionally high standards for Ronaldo, but he's certainly come to the fore recently. 8 goals in his last 4 La Liga games. I'm sure he can fill the void that's been left by Gareth Bale's injury. He's obviously on the sidelines for the next few months, had started the season very well himself. But Ronaldo beginning to come to the fore now. And I think you make an excellent point about the Madrid players going to the new camp. There's no longer a fear factor there. They've won 2 of the last 3 El Clasicos that have been played in Barcelona. So I don't think Zidane's men will have any worries about that. And as I said right at the start, all the pressure here is on Barcelona for me. They're 6 points behind in the title race. If they lose here, it's 9 points. And that is almost looking like good night. Madrid haven't won La Liga since the 2011-2012 season, but they've barely blinked this year. Whereas Barcelona have shown more chinks in their armour this season than perhaps we've seen in the last 2 or 3 seasons combined.
Yeah.
They've been held by Malaga and Sociedad. Granted, Messi, Suarez, Neymar weren't present against Malaga, but they ended the game with 9 men, Malaga, and still got a 0-0 draw from the new camp. They were held again by Real Sociedad. When they come up against the more resolute sides in this division, they do struggle. They've been beaten as well by Celta Vigo, Alaves and Espanyol this year, although the latter being a cup game. There's still 3 games there that you would not expect Barcelona. I mean, they might lose 1 game like that in a season, but the fact is they've lost 3 and drawn 2 in the opening 13 matches.
Yeah, I think what we saw against Real Sociedad as well is a change in the style of Barcelona's play. They're allowing other teams more possession. And in that game against Real Sociedad, Sociedad had a lot of the ball and they had a lot of time on the ball, whereas in the past, Barcelona pressed high up the field and put pressure on the ball, and that didn't happen in that game. If they allow Real Madrid time in possession, I think it could spell danger for the home side here. And one player that's impressed recently, Mateo Kovacic, playing alongside Luka Modric, those two have formed a good partnership. I think Casemiro might be back this weekend, but I think Zidane will stick with Kovacic and Modric, who have done so well together for this Real Madrid side. And they will trouble Andres Iniesta, I think. And if Busquets is left isolated, as he has been, Real Madrid could put more distance between themselves and Barcelona. Just playing devil's advocate for a second, though, we usually see in these big El Clasico meetings, the team that needs it more ends up coming out on top, which if you're a Barcelona backer, yeah, you'll hang your hat on that to a certain extent because they need to win this game.
They do. And if they were 11-10, I might think, well, maybe. But 17, I just don't make them a 17-20 shot for this game whatsoever. The Madrid players will be motivated in the fact that they haven't been good enough in the last 3 or 4 years, certainly domestically anyway. It's all been going relatively well in Europe, but they haven't won a La Liga title since the 11-12 season. That is a major disappointment for Madrid. So these players will be massively motivated to lay down a marker here against their nearest rivals and really kick on and win a La Liga. I take what you mean in the context of the game.
Yes.
It's Barcelona who need it more, but that 11-4, far too tempting for me on Real Madrid. There is one of the better like in the game. It's something we come back to time and time again in El Clasico. It's the obvious one. But it is the card markets. Recording this on Tuesday lunchtime, not fully priced up yet, but they certainly will be as we get closer to the time. A red card in the match could be worth a play. That's landed in the last two El Clasicos. And if you just look in the booking points, I'd just be playing overs in the booking points. The last four have seen 6 yellows and 1 red, 5 yellows and a red, 11 yellows and 6 yellows in the last four El Clasicos. Mm. It does seem to be the obvious bet. And sometimes you get these derbies and you think, oh, there'll be cards. But you do a bit of research and you think, oh, they actually aren't card heavy, but this one certainly is. I generally think as a league, the referees in La Liga are pretty strict anyway. This is a game with plenty on it already, despite the fact it's early on in the season. It is an obvious one, but do be looking at the cards markets.
And I mentioned Gareth Bale and how Real Madrid have coped without him. It has to be mentioned that he, prior to his injury, was the most influential player in this Madrid side this season. So it is a loss.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. But it's just Ronaldo's return to form, if you like, has just come at the right time for them. He's 6-5, by the way, to get a goal, which I much prefer compared to 17-20 about Messi or Suarez. Obviously, I'm on the Madrid side of things anyway. But I like Ronaldo to score a goal at 6-5. It's one of the old classics. We never, ever see him around even money. So when he is, he has to be backed. But I prefer him to Messi at 17-20.
And Neymar, who is 5-4 to score any time, has gone off the boil completely. He's not scored in 7. They need him to return to form. Neymar, he's 5-4 to score any time. Do check out all the goal scorer markets at williamhill.com. Just find the match, click on it, scroll down. You'll see a whole host of goal scorer markets. Hopefully it will be tasty. Hopefully we'll get the usual flair and style and two of the best footballing teams in the world going head-to-head on Saturday at 3:15. It is the first edition of El Clasico this season. Barcelona 17-20, the draw 3-1, and Real Madrid definitely Sam's pick at 11-4. Valencia versus Malaga is next. Valencia 5-6 to win the game. The draw 13-5. Malaga in the market at 16-5. Malaga 10th in the league, 19 points from 13 games. Valencia have been pretty poor recently. They've only picked up 11 points from the last 13 games. The last time they won was in mid-October. They went to Sporting Gijón and won by 2-1. But they're without a win in their last five. Valencia have had some difficult games in that run as well. Hosted Barcelona, and last time out they went to Sevilla. So they've had a difficult schedule recently. But it is 10th versus 16th, and maybe not the way around we'd expect at this point of the season, Sam.
Yeah, indeed. Valencia are sort of priced up on the fact that historically they've been the better team, but it's not really translated into the 2015-16 campaign. As you quite rightly point out, they're winless in five, and excuses can be given for defeat to Barcelona, defeat to Sevilla, maybe even defeat to Celta Vigo, who are generally a top half, maybe top eight side in La Liga nowadays. The two results in that run of five that interest me are actually the two draws, which are the most disappointing for me. They've gone to Deportivo La Coruña and only drew 1-1. They're currently 17th in the table. They've gone to rock bottom Granada. Sorry, they haven't gone to Granada. They were at home to Granada. Mm. Rock bottom in the table. Haven't got a win all season. Couldn't get the job done there. Ended up drawing one apiece. And Malaga have been steady this season. They've shown that they can mix it with the top boys in this division. We obviously mentioned the 0-0 draw earlier on about how disappointing it was for Barcelona. But the fact is, Malaga went to the Nou Camp, regardless of what Barcelona's side was out. They ended up finishing the game with 9 men, but still took a point from that. They scored 2 goals a couple of weeks before, in albeit a 4-2 defeat to Atletico Madrid. But, you know, this is one of the best defences in the league, the Atletico defence, and at home as well. So they've scored 2 goals against them. That is encouraging. Either side of that, they thumped Leganes 4-0. We get a chance to see Valencia travel to Leganes in Copa del Rey action midweek. So a chance to see how the collateral form stacks up there. They beat Deportivo La Coruña last week, who obviously, as we said, Valencia could only draw with. They left it late there last week. Needed a 90th minute winner to win that game by 4-3. But I think there's definite scope here for taking Valencia on at a short price. Malaga plus a goal is 10-11. That'll be the bet here. I think they're more than capable of taking at least a point at the Mestalla. It's 10-11 plus a goal. Valencia just haven't convinced me enough recently. And Malaga have got a man in form in Sandro Ramirez. He spearheads their attack. He scored 4 in his last 5. I like him to go in again. Michel Santos has also hit the ground running since his introduction to the side and has 3 goals in his first 3 games for his new club. He also took the penalty against Depor, so he could be another player that is of interest any time. So Sandro Ramirez and Michel Santos both in good form at the moment and could go in again. The only other bet of mild interest here was the both teams to score. With the Barcelona draw aside, neither of them have looked 100% assured at the back. And following both teams to score in Valencia games, it's been something of a cash cow this season. It's landed in 10 of Valencia's last 11 matches. And the strike rate in Malaga games isn't too bad. It's landed in 5 of Malaga's last 7 games. So 7-10 BCTS could be worth a look. But I like Malaga plus a goal here against Valencia.
Yeah, I quite like that as well. Malaga, big price to win that game at 16-5. Valencia are 5-6 to win the match with the draw at 13-5. Let's move northeast and have a look at the game in Liga between Nice and Toulouse. Nice are 6-5 here with William Hill to win the match. The draw 21-10 with Toulouse. 5-2. If you're looking at match result and both teams to score, Nice 4-1. The draw 16-5 with Toulouse 6-1. Nice top of the table in Liga. They are a point ahead of Monaco and PSG. It has been a tremendous season so far for Nice, even though the cracks are beginning to show slightly. Toulouse 9th in the table, picked up 19 points from their 14 games, but haven't won in their last 5 in Ligue 1. And struggled to score recently as well, score many goals recently. Didn't score at Rennes, only got 1 against Metz, 1 against Nantes and 1 against Lyon. And have lost 3 of their last 4 now to lose. Nice, they've just wobbled slightly though, haven't they? Tremendous season they're having so far. Top of Liga after 14 matches, but they are going to be heavily pressured by Monaco and PSG in the second half of the season.
They are, without a doubt, and I think their title challenge will probably fall away. Although Leicester proved last season that, you know, it's not undoable. I think they look booked for a top three place already, though. You look at the gap at the top three, have already opened up over fourth place Rennes, and you wouldn't expect Rennes to be finishing the season in fourth. So the fact they've already got that cushion, they could be looking at Champions League football next year, most definitely. You mentioned it's beginning to unravel for Nice. It is, but that's mainly come in Europe, to be honest. They've had a bit of a disastrous Europa League campaign, which doesn't really make sense given how good they've been in Ligue 1 this season. They've been knocked out of the Europa League. They'll probably finish bottom of their group. They're currently bottom of the group, but they haven't had such problems in the league. And this season has been built on league home performances. That's what's really put together this title push for them. It's a run of 13 games now unbeaten at home. They've only lost 1 of their last 19 at home in the league. This goes back to last season. And they've only failed to take maximum points in 4 of those 19 games. So we're talking about 3 draws, 1 defeat, all the rest wins in 19 home games in the league. The clean sheet record's not too bad either. They've managed to shut out their opponents in 9 of those 19 games, which isn't too bad in a league that's generally fairly goal-heavy. We don't associate Ligue 1 with particularly stout defences. PSG perhaps the exception to that rule. It is worth pointing out that without the enigmatic Mario Balotelli, this Nice attack is slightly blunted. He's ruled out for at least the next couple of weeks, or at least this week anyway. The prognosis before the Schalke game was he'll miss at least the next 3. We've seen two games then, so I don't think Mario Balotelli will be back this week. But they've shown this season they've got more than enough players elsewhere to get the job done. I do make them the play here at 6-5. They've got players like Alassane Player and Willy Cyprien, who have both scored two goals in their last two games. Cyprien, being a midfielder, will therefore get a bigger price about him anytime. So
yeah.
I like him to get on the score sheet against the Toulouse side, who have only kept one away clean sheet in their last seven. So Nice will be getting on the score sheet, I think, here. Balotelli out, but they've still got Player, who is the top goal scorer and in good form. Likewise, Cyprien. So I wouldn't be too worried about the fact that Mario Balotelli misses this particular fixture. They've got plenty elsewhere. And Toulouse, they're already beginning to look a little bit marooned at ninth in the table. It is obviously far too early to start making those sort of claims, but it's just been a bit of an indifferent season for them. They're winless in five in the league. Struggled badly for goals on the road, as you mentioned there. They've only scored once in their last four away games. That goal did come for Martin Braithwaite from the penalty spot. And if you are dead set on a Toulouse goal scorer, if you think that Nice can concede, which is possible, he has to be the play for Toulouse. Seven goals in his last 11 games. He's also very admirably donating €1,000 to charity every time he scores a goal this season, Martin Braithwaite. So he may well be doubly motivated for this one, but I'd struggle to see Toulouse really getting on the score sheet. And I think Nice have got enough, even without Balotelli, at 6-5 to win again this weekend.
Very good. Thank you, Sam Norris. What's the nap then this week? What's your best bet? I won't give a best bet because Alex Dunn might want to tweet his best bet or might want to just sit the week out.
Protect his tenor.
Protect his tenor, precisely. So I won't give one for him, but you can give one for yourself.
Yeah,
Ramon. You had a winner last week?
I did, yeah. Malaga, who left it late, as we mentioned earlier. They were only 19 to 20 even money, but I needed one. I've been on a long losing run, so I think I'm only stuck £9.50 for the season.
turning it around.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to go for Real Madrid this week, 11-4. I didn't think at the start of the week I'd be napping in El Clasico, just because it generally tends to be close, but that's a standout price for me, 11-4. I just think it's huge. I just can't see anything to make Barcelona 17-20 favourites for this match. Probably worthy favs, but the 11-4, far too big for Real Madrid. It could be a rare misstep by the traders.
It feels like a trap to me because everything, I think a lot of, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, a lot of punters will see the 11-4, compare the two sides and their recent records and the fact that Real Madrid are getting a handle of playing in the Camp Nou recently and think, wow, 11-4. And it just feels like I'm being trapped. So that's that. I'm wary of that particular bet.
I'm not as astute as you, though. So I'm walking headfirst into the trap, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Real Madrid 11-4. Thank you for listening to the podcast, folks. Do follow us all on Twitter. It's @AlexDunn0307, @SamNorris_, and you can follow myself @DKellner. And Sam and Alex will be back on the European Football Podcast next week, and we're trying to locate another guest, aren't we, currently?
Yeah.
To contribute as well.
It's been blighted by injury, this podcast.
There's been a lot of absentees for this podcast this season so far, but hopefully we'll have a full team for you next week. Thank you for listening. Check out all William Hill's podcasts at audioboom.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes. Enjoy the European football this weekend, and check out all the betting, of course, for El Clasico, which takes place on Saturday afternoon at 3:15 p.m. Thanks very much, folks, and enjoy your betting this week with William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.